Chapter 2. Williams. To understand the charges against me, you must first understand something of the woman, of what it was about her that led good men to disregard their better judgment. Judge Advocate. This trial pertains to your misconduct, Colonel Williams. The woman is irrelevant. Williams.
Irrelevant?
That's what we all thought at the time. It was the first and deadliest of our mistakes.
Excerpted from the transcripts of the court-martial of Colonel Gideon Williams. Of necessity, Charlotte walked with Alexander on the last block of her journey. By design, she did so as she never had before, in a torn and filthy dress, with hair drooping and bedraggled, looking, or at least feeling, like a world-weary beggar-woman. As she led the child by the hand, neither said a word. Though Alexander's silence worried Charlotte, she was grateful for it, too. She needed the few remaining minutes of their journey to remind herself why she was doing this. Sunlight filtered through the boughs of trees, suffusing the avenue with the soft green glow of early summer. Just outside of Memphis proper, this stretch of grand homes had the self-possessed appearance of its wealthy owners, men eager to display their successes in the world of commerce. Charlotte's gaze slid past a dignified brick federal mansion to linger on Mrs. Martin's classic Greek revival. Recalling last night's encounter, Charlotte quickened her pace until she was towing Alexander toward the newest and most impressive of the area's dwellings, her father's three-story Italian villa. With its central tower and arches repeating in its porches, doors, and windows, the Randolph Mansion seemed to Charlotte like a palace plucked from a fairy tale. Looking at the elegant structure, Charlotte could not help but recall a time when she had felt herself a princess living out a dream life, a fantasy so sweet and doomed it brought tears to her eyes. Strange as it seemed, her situation this morning felt more familiar than the illusion of her girlhood.